Hi, to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerINC.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Jim Robb is with the Livestock Market Information Center. He's based out of Denver, Colorado. He works with land-grant institutions, including Oklahoma State University, Texas AgriLife, Kansas State University, among others, in looking at the big picture of our meat industry, including the cattle market, the pork market. Indicates that our recent markets, including the markets of this last week, showing some stability and some resilience in the face of bigger cattle supplies, as suggested in this latest cattle on feed report that we had this last Friday. Jim Robb says we're seeing cash cattle prices, wholesale box beef trade, for example, both hang in there real well against rising beef supplies.
We are working towards the season of the year, we'll start to see some of the meat items carrying more value, especially the items for holiday season and retailers buying those. And, you know, overall, you know, I think the market's getting somewhat adapted to the levels of production we've had. We had slaughter last week up 6.9% year over year. So to have a stronger cattle market in the face of larger slaughter, and most of that year over year increase in slaughter came from heifers and from cow slaughter. So this is a market that I think overall is dealing with the large supplies, you know, surprisingly well, and a little bit of uptick last week is a good sign.
And that stability that Jim Robb making reference to in the face of rising cattle supplies, rising beef supplies, also being seen in our nearby live cattle futures.
We did. We saw some, from a technical perspective, trying to churn a little bit early in the week and then some clear strengthening as the week progressed. And again, that also was probably supported a little bit by the meat markets looking a little bit better, and that spilt over, you know, even the calf and yearling markets, even though they weren't up very much, they certainly have stayed strong, and most of the yearlings across the U.S. were up $2 to $3 a hundredweight for the week. Calves were kind of a mixed bag. In some parts of the U.S., we're getting quite a few calves coming to market, and in other areas we're not, and we actually have some very good grass conditions holding back weaning time. So that's more of a mixed bag on the calf side. But still, these calf prices are last week were fully $20 a hundredweight above a year ago, and that's stronger than we would have anticipated a few months ago.
Jim Robb from the Livestock Market Information Center, very much in tune with what Darrell Peel writing this week in his weekly analysis about the challenge of supply continuing for the foreseeable future. He says 2017, though, has demonstrated very well that the strong domestic and international demand for U.S. beef can mitigate much of the price pressure from growing beef production. We're seeing that here in the fall of 2017. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbor, the next regular Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, September 28th, live from Fort Worth, Texas, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 20,500 head to sell, 4,200 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.